Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And the topic of the week is staying the course versus making change happen. I have my mug of warm lemon water ready to go. My lemon water from my mug from Aperture Laboratories. It's a little bit, you can tell it's old. You can barely see the L anymore. But yes, it's Aperture Laboratories. And for those of you in the Facebook group who are watching this video right now, if you comment, what is Aperture? Where does Aperture Laboratories come from? Your trusted friend in science. What on earth is Aperture Laboratories? Is it real? Is it fake? Where did you get that mug, Jen? If you can post in the comments, what is Aperture Laboratories? You'll get a little PeopleStack present, little PeopleStack kudos, little PeopleStack prize. And if you're not in the Facebook group, why not? The PeopleStack, what's the thing for the thing? So if you go to thepeoplestack.com, there's a link to the Facebook group there. You could also just go to jenbunk.com/Facebook. It's a group of almost 1,000 right now, 1,000 and growing strong, other technical managers who are committed to achieving career transformation. We talk about the truth of what it takes to upgrade your tech career. So if you're not in there, I definitely encourage you to get in there because we definitely need community right now. But moving on to the topic of the day and the topic of the week, staying the course versus making change happen. I've been listening a lot lately to what is the tone, what is the focus of a lot of the conversations that are happening in the tech industry, especially the conversations that are happening around career advancements, but also because that's who I am, right? But also around like leadership and just like How do we stand up and how do we be a leader? How do we be decisive? How do we make decisions? All of that stuff. And one of the things that I've been seeing, hearing, noticing coming up a lot lately, and this is something it's a perennial challenge as well. It's not just a symptom. It's not just something that's popping up because of the global pandemic. It's always been present, but it's coming up even more now because we're surrounded by more fear, more chaos, more doubt, more uncertainty. So the idea that's popping up a lot is I'd rather not take any action than make the wrong decision. I'm not going to make a decision. I'm not going to take any action. I'm just going to stay the course. And even like more extreme than that, I'm going to like pull back. I'm not going to do as much. I'm going to make fewer decisions because, I don't want to make the wrong decision. And I understand where this is coming from. I, as a business owner, as a CEO, I face lots of decisions on a day-to-day basis. And look, decision fatigue is a real thing. And it's one of the things that we cultivate as leaders, right, is to increase our threshold for decision-making so that, like, when we start out, it's kind of like, oh, man, I made 10 decisions today, I'm wiped out. But you get to the point where you can make 100 decisions, 1,000 decisions, and you like, you feel even more empowered and even stronger than you did at the beginning of the day. So it's a muscle to build for sure. It's that decisiveness muscle, even in the face of other people who are massively uncertain and massively do not want to make a decision or take any kind of action. And so I'd rather not take any action than make the wrong decision. Have you ever heard anybody say this? And perhaps you've even said it or thought it yourself. It's something that comes up a lot, especially when we're talking about careers. One of the places where this comes up is in the do I stay or do I go question. It can cripple you. Like, it can keep you staying stuck for years and years and years. Do I stay or do I go? In other words, do I stay with this company that it's okay, it's mediocre, they give me a paycheck, my team is pretty good, and I have a lot to be thankful for and grateful for the company that I work for, but I know there's more on the other side. There's more possibility on the other side, a higher paycheck, more impact, better team, maybe even a better industry that's a better fit for who I am, more meaningful work. So do I stay or do I go? Do I go on the job market or not? Ah, you know what? I'm just not going to make a decision because I don't want to make the wrong one. So it shows up there. It can also show up, you know, for example, in decisions about whether or not to have a conversation at work. So perhaps you're looking for a promotion and you're looking for a recognition and you want to add that opportunity to add more value and get assigned to bigger projects and spearhead bigger projects. And you're looking for your boss or somebody else to advocate for you in getting that recognition and in becoming even more indispensable as a leader, and you need your boss's help with that. And the question is, do I have that conversation or do I not? Oh man, I'm really scared about having that conversation. I'm not really sure how to have that conversation. The last time I tried to have those conversations, I just got either the silent treatment or my boss just completely changed the subject. He doesn't seem to be picking up what I'm putting down. Oh man, I really, do I approach him again or not? Do I have that conversation or not? I'm just not going to make that decision because I don't want to make the wrong one. It could also be, you know, speaking of conversations, really upgrading your career is about a series of conversations, honestly. So it's really what I encourage you to do is think about what decisions are you putting off, right? That's the biggest, what conversations are you putting off? That's really going to get to the heart of this question of, do I stay or do I go? Do I have this conversation? Do I not? And it's really going to help you to see how your indecision is holding you back. You know, do I have this conversation? Do I not? You know, we had a client recently who was putting off for the longest time having a conversation with a CEO. And he finally made the decision to talk to his CEO about what, frankly, he saw as opportunities for growth in his company. You know, some mistakes that have been made. He told truth to power. And he came in with a plan as well for this is how we're going to fix this. The CEO was ecstatic. He's like, I absolutely agree with you. Go for it. Right? Because the stuff that he was suggesting is going to change the whole company. And help the whole company to have even a bigger impact. So of course the CEO was going to be on for this. But for the longest time, it was like, do I have this conversation or do I not? Oh, I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to make the wrong decision. So I'm not. What was it costing him? It was costing him the opportunity for company growth, for the company that he works for, to make even more of an impact. He was the one that decided to stand up and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this change happen. So is no action better than making the wrong decision? The reason that so many people decide to just not take action is because they're afraid of making the quote-unquote wrong decision. I don't want to have to suffer, take the risk. I don't want to have to get through whatever consequences of a bad decision. I'd rather just not make the decision at all. What if that wasn't true? What if the exact opposite is true? What if taking action is always the better decision? What if taking action is always better than being indecisive? This is really, it gets to the core of the main thing holding so many people back, so many tech managers back from becoming badass technical leaders and from finally upgrading your career and having the impact that you want. It's the focus of the question. No action, wrong decision. Those are my options. Okay, fine. I pick no action. That's easy. And that's where we go to when our focus is, oh gosh, gee, I don't know. I'm uncertain. I'm indecisive. I'm just going to stay the course. So remember, that's the theme of this week. It's staying the course versus making change happen. When your focus is on staying the course, when your focus is on simply doing what's easy and what's comfortable, of course you're just going to choose, you know what, I'm not going to even make a decision. And when you are indecisive, when you fail to make a decision is still made for you. Remember that. When you're indecisive and just say, you know what, I'm not going to do anything because I don't want to get it wrong. Guess what? You're still getting it wrong. Because in that moment, when you're indecisive and choose no action, life is still going on around you. A decision will be made for you. So if you are like, do I stay or do I go? Then guess what happens? 3 months, 6 months later, you get laid off, you get fired. Is that really the kind of situation that you want to put yourself in? Life happens. It's like living a life where life happens to you. That's living the life of being indecisive. And I know that a lot of you have struggled through this. When you are indecisive, you let life happen to you. You are the pawn in your life, in your career. That's why taking action is always better. Because when you take action, who's in the driver's seat? You are. Who makes the decision? You do. Who's the cause? You are. Who is making the empowered choice to move forward? And who is making the decision to deal and accept and bring on the consequences of whatever action I take? You are. And to say, oh, I don't want to make this decision. I don't want to talk to the CEO. I don't want to talk to my boss about the raise. I don't want to make the decision about to stay or to go. You've made the decision. The decision is no. The decision is I'm just going to stay where I am and let life happen to me. Really taking a look in the mirror and accept that. And then from that place, you can make change happen. And look, what I am suggesting, what I am asking you to be open to, what I'm asking you to be curious about is that taking action is always better than not taking action. Making a decision is always better than not making a decision. And the word always is a tough one. Because trust me, I've been in many conversations slash arguments slash, you know, let's just call them conversations with internet trolls where people try to argue for indecisiveness. You may have encountered this in your life as well, and in your career and with your team and possibly with other people who you love as well, where people want to argue that that's not true because sometimes it's, no, don't make the decision. Because what might happen on the other side of it? You might completely screw things up. You know, you might talk to your boss and he may completely throw it back in your face about how you haven't been performing up to par. You may suggest something to the CEO and he may laugh in your face and say, ha, 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 that's not possible right now. You may decide to leave your job and then end up being on the job market for 6 months and then you don't have a paycheck and, oh, go deal with that. Ha, ha. Yeah, no, it's just better to not make a decision. Be indecisive. It's like you're arguing for you not taking control over your career, right? It's always better. No. There's certainly cases where it's time where it's better to not take action. And what they're basically saying is that, like, it's better to rest on your laurels and do nothing. And I know you know that that's not true. And I know you know that what you want to believe is that whatever decision you make, whatever action you take, you will deal with the consequences. And that's part of the game. Imagine it as a video game. Are you really playing the game if you're just there and your little character on the screen is just standing at the crossroads and stays at the crossroads forever? Are you really playing? You know, that little character who's like all decked out with her with her sword and her, you know, her armor and she's all ready to go and you've decked her out with all of these enchantments and everything. Powers and mystical powers, and she's just standing at the crossroads. And you decide as the player of this game, I'm just gonna stay right here. I don't wanna make the wrong decision. Left or right? I don't know. What if there's zombies to the left and you know, wicked horses to the right? What am I ever going to do? And are you really playing the game? No, you're not. You're just sitting there in inaction, in indecision. Versus, we're in this to play the game. Whether it's zombies or wild horses or whatever it might be, we got this. We will learn from our mistakes. And we're going to make some mistakes along the way, and we're going to fail along the way. That's part of the game. It's part of the game. And as you make decisions, as you take action, you learn how to make more intelligent decisions, take more intelligent action, even inspired decisions and inspired action. Because those are the best kind of decisions. That's the best kind of action. A place where you do it from a place of wisdom, from a place of just deeply knowing, not just that I got this and I can deal with it, but like taking all of your experiences into account, like, yeah, this is the intelligent decision, but also it's an inspired decision. It's inspired action. You feel it in your bones, in your heart. This is what I want to do. Let's do it. Bring it on. You decide to go on the job market. That's a decision. Bring it on. Will there be challenges? Of course there will be. But your fear of the challenges is what's keeping you from making that decision. Your fear of the challenges and your inability to tap into your confidence is what's keeping you from making that decision, because you're so scared of the consequences of that decision. It's keeping you just standing at the crossroads. It's time to make the decision. It's time to take action in an intelligent way, in an inspired way. And if that's what you're ready for and you need help making those decisions even more intelligent, even more inspired, then it's time to book a call with us. One of the number one reasons why folks book a call with us is because they don't know how to upgrade their careers. They don't know how to have that conversation with their boss. They don't know how to go on the job market in an intelligent and inspired way. We have the proven systems, the proven strategies, and the world-class support to help you there. It's kind of like that support system that's built into any video game. If you're not sure what to do, you go into that question box and you say, what might happen if I go left or if I go right? You know, it's kind of like having that map, that GPS. You know, which way do I go? Okay, I'm going to go to the map view. Oh, here's intelligence here. If I go left, it's going to send me this way. If I go right, it's going to send me this way. That's what we give you, that context, that map, that strategy, that information, that data, so that you can make the best decisions about your career and how to be the best leader you possibly can be. And so if that's what you want for your career, it's time to book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, I want to be 100% honest here and 100% transparent that if you're not ready to show up coachable and you just want to argue for your limitations and you just want to argue for all the reasons why you're not going to be able to build your dream career and you just want to argue for why we're wrong and you're right, don't bother booking a call. There's a lot of that out there right now, and we're not going to play that game. We're not playing that game. The game we're here to play is to empower you, to give you world-class strategies and systems and support so that you can build your dream career and make and build a massive legacy, a massively transformational legacy. Yes, even right now. If you're one of the ones who knows that that's possible and wants to prove to other people that even in this time of uncertainty and doubt that that is absolutely possible, let me show you I am going to rise as a leader while other people are shrinking into scarcity and fear and doubt. If you want to be one of those leaders, then we got something for you. We can absolutely help you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. The message of the day is that taking action, especially if it's inspired action, intelligent action, is always better than not taking action, because change is the only constant. And if you fail to make a decision, if you decide to not take action, you're still making a decision to just stay put and let light happen to you. And for most of you who are listening, that's not what you want in your life. You want to see that life is happening for you, that you're the player, you're the driver, you are in control of what happens next in your career. And it would be our honor and our privilege to be your Sherpas, to be your guides on that journey that you're about to embark upon. So that's it for the day, folks. Take care. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.